Relatively.
Yeah. Okay. We are at Ham and Olive. And I pushed the record button. And we are at Ham and Olive. And we are going to start 5 lines before the end of the narrow lines at Ham and Olive. So we can't learn one from one. Meaning, Kesef can't be learned from Star or from Bia. Star can't be learned from Kesef or from Bia. And Bia can't be learned from Kesef or Star. How about Tesi Chadam Etarti? But maybe we can learn that one from two with a Tzad HaShava. Tzad HaShava is when you have two, and each one is different than the third, but the common denominator is the same as the third. So, hi, Tesi. Which one are you going to leave out? Let's say the Torah would write Kesef and Bia, wouldn't write Star. And you would want to learn out Star from Kesef and Bia. The problem is, they have a common denominator that Star doesn't fit. And that there's a lot of pleasure. A woman gets pleasure from Mari and from Bia, and she doesn't get it from Star. If you're going to tell me the Torah should leave Bia out and learn it out from Kesef and Star, we find Kesef and Star work in multiple cases, buying fields, buying avadim. There are many places that they work that Bia has no shakas to. So leave Kesef out and learn Kesef out of Star and Bia. Star and Bia work against the will of a woman, against the will of a person. Star by get and Bia by yavama. Whereas Kesef only works with the agreement of the one who's doing the kedushin. We want, right? We don't find that Kesef should work against the will of any of the people involved in a transaction. Are you going to tie the father sells his amavriya, and there it's against the will of the girl? So there is a concept of Kesef being against the will. But we don't find that by marriage. Now this is a very difficult Gemara, because the same father who sell his daughter can marry off his daughter. And if you consider that Balkarcha, because you're looking at the girl's perspective, so why don't we look at marriage also, it's a Balkarcha, against the girl's necessarily will, when her father marries her off. So Rashi will address this issue on Hamad Beis. So we're going to leave that question to Hamad Beis. Because the Gemara wants to say that Star and Bia work against the will of one of the participants, Star by Get and Bia by Avama. And and Kesef never works against the will of one of the participants in the transaction. It does by Amavriya. That means the Gemara views Amavriya as Balkarcha. Because you could say the father's the one selling her and he's doing it willingly. But obviously the Gemara says she is being sold against her will. And the Gemara's answer is, but that's not by Ishus. Star and Bia have to do with Ishus. Star by Get, Bia by Yavama. Kesef has nothing to do with Ishus Balkarcha. The question is, the father can marry her off Balkarcha. So we do see the concept of a father who can marry off his daughter Balkarcha. Rashi will address the Kasha that was based, so we'll read the Kasha alone.
What are you trying to say, that you can't compare them? Because
you cannot derive one from two, because each two have a common denominator that the third one doesn't share.
What's the Amavriya
is trying to say that there is no common that Kesef does have the common denominator. Again, we're trying to learn that Kesef from Star and Bia, and the answer is Star and Bia have a common denominator that can be done against the will of a person. Star by Get, Bia by Avama. So it's a stronger kind of kinyan. It can be done against the will. Kesef never is done against the will. The Gemara responds and said, that's not true. Kesef does have against the will, and therefore it will fit the common denominator.
Again.
The Gemara wanted to derive Kesef from Star and Bia. Again. It doesn't make a difference. We're trying to say, whenever you have a Tzad HaShava, All you have to do is find the common denominator that the two have that the third one doesn't have. Shtar and Bia are things that can work against the will of one of the participants. In different cases. Yavama.
And get out of it against his will, does that matter? She can buy herself out.
If she has money.
Right.
It's rare that a Ktana would have money, but theoretically, you're right.
That doesn't make it like a less of a... Yeah, okay.
Rashi. Dr. Rashi. Balkar, before that. Kesev will be Hanasa Meruba. No, before that. The Tana before the Baruch Bekulu, that at each one of them he said, we could learn that logically. That's what the Tana did, right? On Dalalim and Beis and Heim and Aleph, when he brought Kesef and Bia and Shtar, each one he said, why don't we learn it out logically? The Hadar Goliath the Medina. And he responded, no, it doesn't work logically. The Atzikre Kra, and I need a Pasuk. Lamali Kra. The Kulu by all of them. He's the Chadam Yichadam Le'asya. True, I can't derive one out of one. Tasi Chadam Yitarti. Why can't I learn not one out of two? But Mamathidu, Batana Shabbos Shebehem, common denominator, Shekainim Ba'alma, they work elsewhere, Bekainim Khan, and they work by a woman. Abani Abiyas Ashlishi, Sharakulam Kainim Ba'alkamachar, they all have the common denominator that they work elsewhere. Kesef Ishtar Kainim Ba'amavriya can become one. Kesef Ishtar can acquire an Amavriya and be a kind of Biyavama. So let's make a common denominator. Three of them all share the common denominator they work elsewhere. So let's make a limud that one of them can work by a woman learned out from the other two. The Torah would only write the two. I would look at the common denominator of the two and I would say, this is a kinyan that works elsewhere and by a marriage. So the third one, which also works elsewhere, should also work by a marriage. That's what the Havamina would be. Much easier. A Kalvachaymer needs a stronger slug up than a Tarashava. Tarashava is the easiest one to slug up. Kesev will be anasa meruba v'shtar esuba ein by lo shum hana. She gets no pleasure. Shara ain't custom by amakdeshously. All it says is amakdeshously. Kinyana meruba shekainim kakos v'avadim. Kesev v'shtar can acquire fields and avadim. Bakarka be a kainim b'yavama bakarka d'navkala m'yavamas m'v'yivma. V'chei shtar maitis isha bakarka m'yavayla. A person can divorce his wife against her will. Her father sells her against her will. Period. So at this point, at the end of the day, we cannot learn any out of the other two because the two of them all have a common denominator that the third doesn't have. Right. Because she's not agreeing. Yeah, but it's not exactly it. It's being done without her das. That's what you decided it meant. You're basing a question on your understanding about Karka. So don't understand it that way. See, what you did is you made up a translation of the word and therefore have a kasha. Don't translate the word that way. So Taisus, in one of the pshatim, happens to agree with you. But it's because he has a different kasha. Again, the Rishonim here have a kasha. The Gemara says, you don't find Balkarka by Ishus. It's not true. The same way you find Balkarka by Amavriya, you find Balkarka by marrying off your daughter. The Gemara says, Kesa by Ishus loyashkechem Balkarka. Now, if you can sell your Amavriya, that's called Balkarka. So then you can marry off your daughter Balkarka. So what does the Gemara mean? So that's a kasha the Rishonim deal with. One of the Pshatim and Taisus assumes Avraham's Pshat and Balkarka and says a whole different Pshat. But Rashi doesn't learn that way, and I'm sticking to Rashi.
But
therefore I confuse everybody even more than I have to. But Rabbeinu Tam agrees to your pshat and bar korcha. But then you have a problem. So why is Amaria bar korcha? The Gemara says Amaria is bar korcha. Can't call the Gemara. The Gemara says that. So I'll mention it once. Rabbeinu Tam says bar korcha is that the master who buys her can decide to marry her, and he doesn't need anybody's rishus. When he buys the Amma, included in that is a right to marry her when he wants to. And nobody can say no. The husband, the father selling her is not bar korcha, it's his agreement. He's in charge. As Rabbi Cohen pointed out, a ketana doesn't have das. So it's not bar korcha. But the master can do marriage without anybody's agreement. With the money of Yehud, we're going to learn a whole sugya later on in the conclusion, that when a master buys an amavriya, he can decide any day in a year of 6 years, I'm marrying her. Kedushin? The money I paid the father is the kedushin. And then she's married to him forever. Yeah. So that's how Tyson wants to learn one. But Rashi doesn't learn that way, and we're sticking to Rashi. Don't think of my right. Amar Avuna. Chuppah kaina mikavah chaymer. Chuppah can acquire a woman for kedushin with a kavah chaymer. Ma hakesef sheina machu betruma. Madach money that does not allow the arusa to eat truma. Again, we're learning the Gemara. The Gemara is going to have all kinds of kashas. Let's let the Gemara do the talking. An arusa cannot eat truma. She has kesef. She cannot eat truma. Kaina. But it makes her an arusa, right? Kesef does not have the power to feed the woman truma if she's marrying a kayin. But she becomes his wife. It works for kedushin. Chuppah shemachelas betruma. Chuppah, once a woman goes into the chuppah, she can eat truma. Ain't it din shekaina? We see chuppah is more powerful than kesef. Kesef has the ability to marry a woman, but she can't eat truma. Chuppah, she can eat truma. That means chuppah is the stronger of the two. That's what Rav Huna says. So if kesef works for kinyan, chuppah for sure should work for kinyan. Therefore, Rav Huna paskins that a woman can be acquired through chuppah. That's a means of kedusha. There are many questions on Rav Huna, and the Gemara is going to deal with a whole bunch of them. But let's let the Gemara talk. But that's the Gemara's kal v'chomer. Correct the Gemara, but kesef ain't a machlo. It's not true. A person does erisin, but the raisa, the woman can eat truma. The Rabbanan intervened because they were afraid of different things. But really, it's kinyan kasvai. V'amr ula dvar tay rabusa bas yisrael l'chalos v'truma. Sh'nem v'kayin kinyan nemes kinyan kasvai. V'hai kinyan kasvaiu. Kedushin is kinyan kasvai. Whether he does it with kesef or shtar or bia, he now acquired her. And his acquisition gives her a right to eat truma. So she could eat truma. So what do you mean kesef is not machu v'truma? The reason we don't let an arus eat truma was a rabbinic fear that when he sends her to truma in her father's house, she'll feed it to her brother or sister. It's a rabbinic thing. You can't make a kal v'chomer because of a rabbinic iser. Rashi. Kesef she'ena machu betruma im nitzar selekayim. A woman cannot eat truma until she enters the chuppah. It doesn't finish. Meaning kesef is, okay, that's right to the Gemara. And for the Gemara l'parakacha. This is Rav Huna's kal v'chomer. This is what he means to say. Kesef cannot complete the relationship. A woman gets kedusha kesef. Her earnings still belong to her father or to herself. Her Yerusha still belongs to her father or to herself. Midraisa, Midrabanan, doesn't change. She's a Megaris, she gets it herself. If she's a Nara, her father gets it. The husband has no monetary rights during Eris. None at all. Not Gleimer. It does not make a complete relationship. Financially. There's no complete relationship financially. Kinda. But yet it acquires her to be an arusa. Zuck Rashi. She ain't a gomer like Tia Mishosavia. Kesef does not have the finishing power, to order that the husband should get the earnings or the Yerusha. Yet, Kesef can work. We learned that after the Pasuk. So, chuppah shegemeres, a chuppah that can bring her into her husband's reshus for all financial things. It is a finisher. It can mamish make her completely a wife. Ain't it isha tikna? For sure she'll be able to do the kinyan. Which is stronger, kesef or chuppah? Well, let's look at the result. Kesef, only is a kinyan, cannot be a complete financial switchover. Chuppah is a complete financial switchover. That means chuppah is the stronger one of the two. So if chuppah is the stronger one of the two, why can't it do kedushin? Now, there's a crisis of Rashi's Mesupik. If according to Ravuna, is she one chuppah does both, or she would need two chuppahs? So it's interesting. The Mashal says one chuppah would do both, and the Mashal says one chuppah, well, you need two chuppahs. And the Taisus HaRash says he doesn't know. But either way, what Ravuna is proving is chuppah is a stronger kinyan than kesef. It does more. If it does more, it should do at least as much. So therefore, Ravuna paskins, there are four ways to do kedushin: kesef, shtar, bia, chuppah. That's Ravuna Chita. Our Mishnah said three, the Gemara is going to talk about it. But that's Ravuna Shita, and he bases it in a Kavah Chaymer. Look at which is a stronger kinyan. Chuppah is the stronger kinyan. If a weaker kinyan can work, a stronger kinyan can work. And how do I know it's a stronger kinyan? Chuppah does more than kesef does. It takes out Yerusha, Maisi Dayim, everything switches to that, to the husband.
Rabbi, isn't there an obvious question?
Again, we're listening to Ravuna now. We have no preconceived notions. All our preconceived notions are out the window. You can't walk into the sugya and you think chuppah is different. Ravuna is telling you chuppah is a kinyan.
And he says, Harim, Yerusha's chuppah is there?
Correct.
And he takes it right into his house?
Right. Whatever chuppah is. Right. By the way, there are many shittas for showing what chuppah is. Some hold, an interesting shita, that the badekin is the chuppah. That's why the latest minig now is that they take Adam along for the badekin. It's a new twist. They didn't do it when I was a cousin. But now they take Adam along for the Badakim because it's Chuppah. Chiddush would be that you do Chuppah before you do Kedushin because you're doing the Badakim before you do Kedushin. But that's what it is. Some hold.
You can now have two more
Kibbutzim. No, you take the Adam along. You take two Adam along. Same Adam.
Oh, I thought you needed two more.
So yeah. That's one thing. Some hold. The Chuppah is putting her under that canopy, which is the way to Ramah Paskins, is what we do. And the chuppah has to be owned by the chassan. Right? So again, one of the new chumras is that the chassan goes to the caterer and it's kind of the chuppah. We didn't do it when I was a chassan. So, you know, the assumption was that whoever pays for the chassan and the caterer is being mocked at the chuppah to the chassan. Because that's the halacha, right? That's what we hope. Anyway, they didn't do it when I was a chassan. But now that's the new thing, the chassan's kind of the chuppah. That's one time. Some hold that the yichud is the chuppah. The Rambam paskins, the yichud is the chuppah. That's why, according to the Rambam, you cannot have a chuppah nida, because you can't have yichud with a nida, so you can't marry a nida, because you can't have a chuppah. Chuppah is yichud, you can't have yichud. We don't pask like the Rambam, therefore we allow chuppah nida. But even though today it's obsolete, because the girls go on pills to make sure that they're not nidas at the time of the... It's almost obsolete. That they're not nidas at the time of the chuppah, but once upon a time, before that became prevalent, girls were chuppah nida, and we pasuk like your ma, not to worry about it. So there's all kinds of different shitas of what chuppah is. But whatever chuppah is, some people say that you don't need yichud. You bring her into the room, with your room, even if there are people there, that's chuppah. That some rishonim hold that way. So whatever it is, all different kinds of shitas. Ravuna is saying, whatever chuppah is, it works. And it can make her a complete wife. You asking a question?
Isn't there an obvious question that it only works?
What's the obvious question?
What? Chuppah only works after you've accomplished the first stage of whatever money.
Do its thing. That was bothering Baruch Meisha also, and I told him he's coming in with preconceived notions, and so are you.
have a question. We're talking about Eielson here?
Yes.
So we're talking about Eielson that doesn't have financial...
right.
Has no financial whatever. So, but the chuppah is past Eielson.
Again, Rav Huna is saying chuppah is a kinyan.
It's a nesuin, isn't it?
Again. But it works more than Kesef works. So you're asking the same question, Baruch Moshe and Dr. Harris, and now Rav Moshe is asking the same question. And the Gemara will deal with it. All three are Meschavim L'Signan Echad. They're all asking that Chuppah is a different thing than Kesef. It works, okay. So let the Gemara do a thing. Rav Huna disagrees with all three of you. And he says the chuppah is a kinyan, and if it works for Nesuin, it should be, it's a stronger kinyan than Kesef, and it can work for Eris.
And, the finance will belong to him?
Absolutely. Well, that's a shaila. Do you need two chuppahs or one chuppah? I said it's Machlokes. Zog di Gemara. Ma'ala Kesef shkein paidim by Agdashus and Ma'ashe Sheini. You can't learn chuppah from Kesef. Kesef has a chumrah that chuppah doesn't have. You can redeem Hegdish and Maisha Shani with Kesef. You can't redeem Hegdish and Maisha Shani with chuppah. Bia Tachiach. Bia shows you you can't redeem Kesef, Maisha Shani there either. And Hegdish and Maisha Shani, and it works. Ma'ala Bia shekein kaita b'yavama. Chuppah doesn't work by Yavama. Kesef Yachiach. So put Kesef and Bia together. Chazer Adin. Loi roi zev, loi roi kesef. They're not the same. The common denominator is shekainim ba'alma, they work elsewhere. The kainim kana, they work for kedushin. Avani avi chupa shekainim ba'alma, it can be kaina for nesuin. The kainim kan, it should be able to be kaina for erusin. Because Rav Huna has a very basic point. And that is against what everybody in this room thinks, or some of the people in this room, or on the phone, is that chuppah is a kinyan. A kinyan is not a finisher. A kinyan is a kinyan. If it works, that means it's a kinyan. You can't say it's a kinyan after another kinyan. Then it's not a kinyan. A kinyan is an acquisition. Either it acquires or it doesn't acquire. It's not, you don't have acquisitions a second phase. That's not acquisitions. Acquisitions are kinyanim. Kinyanim work. Now, if you see that kesef is a partial kinyan, and chuppah can do more than kesef, that means it's a stronger means of acquisition. It acquires more than kesef. A kinyan is a kinyan. We don't say kinyanim are only applicable after another kinyan. There's no such thing. A kinyan is a kinyan. Am I acquiring or am I not acquiring? If I'm acquiring, that means it's a maisa kinyan. So one kinyan does half, and one kinyan does whole. Doesn't that tell me it's a stronger kinyan? That's what Rav Huna is saying. So everybody in this room is saying, chuppah is not a kinyan. That's what you're all saying without wanting to say that. Chuppah is not a kinyan. Chuppah is something else. But that's not what Rav Huna sees. Rav Huna sees that chuppah is acquiring things. That means it is a kinyan. If it's a kinyan, that he has a wonderful Kal V'Chomer. If a kinyan works, it works. And it's a stronger kinyan. Does more.
Rabbi?
Yes.
And maybe you answered this already and I missed it. Why are they bringing in Maaser Sheni to try to defeat the Kal V'Chomer? There's a power to acquire, but aren't we talking about the power to acquire in the context of marriage? These things are going to be.
Every logic can be defeated by logic. And once I can show you that Kesef has power that Chuppah doesn't have, perhaps that translates in marriage as well. Perhaps Kesef does less in one way and more in another way. And therefore, no two Kinyanim can necessarily be compared. You can't say, since one works and the other one is stronger, it definitely works. Maybe different Kinyanim, different strokes for different folks. Different Kinyanim for different situations. Maybe the Kinyan of Chuppah doesn't work for acquiring the woman. Maybe it only works for a second stage. Are you going to tell me kinyanim either work or don't work? Well, I see by kesef that's not true. It works for some things, and chuppah doesn't work for those things. So obviously, you don't use logic and say an acquisition is an acquisition.
But you could, if all kol v'chomers work that way, they're all going to be slightly different. They're all going to have different characteristics. What you're looking at is the commonality of what they affect in the context you're talking
about.
Hearing
your question, but the Gemara feels that if I'm going to make a kol v'chomer, if I can show you that kesef has things that chuppah doesn't have, then your kol v'chomer is weakened.
Okay.
Yes.
To try to understand the Gemara in my plain English, the term prerequisite, if kesef is a prerequisite, is that a seer to Rakuna saying?
Yes. 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 Yes.
It's its own thing, but it's just a precursor.
See, at the end of the day, you know, I'm going to have to cheat here. There's no other way to get around this. At the end of the day, there's going to be a machloikas. Is chuppah kinyan or not? Everybody that talks about prerequisites is saying chuppah is not a kinyan. It's not an acquisition. It's a stage of moving beyond acquisition. You acquire through kedushin, and you have a finishing, not kinyan, but a finishing of marriage. You've acquired her already. But then there's a second stage of marriage of living together. Not a kinyan necessarily. That's the way to argue on Rav Huna. That's the way to say, like everybody's been saying for the last 10 minutes. And that is that chuppah is not, it works afterwards. It's an after. It's a not, it needs a prerequisite. But that's an understanding that chuppah is not really a kinyan. It's not a means of acquisition. It's after you acquire, you can build up the relationship.
So in the Torah, the definition of a kinyan means without anything else, just it by itself.
Acquisition, correct. And that's what Rav Huna is saying. He views chuppah as second acquisition. Well, if it's a second acquisition, it's a first acquisition. Acquisitions are acquisitions.
Closing the deal.
No,
that's the schlag again. Those who argue in Rav Huna say chuppah is not a kinyan. But we're learning Rav Huna now. That's what I'm trying to say. Everybody here walks in with a preconceived notion. Rav Huna disagrees with that preconceived notion.
That you're cheating. First of all, that's not, I don't think you're so socially. But number two is, we had this argument with Ravuna.
No, we didn't. We mentioned it. We just mentioned, we didn't get involved in it. The Gemara brought a coin to Ravuna.
Right.
But the Gemara never talked about what the argument is.
Oh.
It brought one line. Yes, I remember that Gemara on Gimel Malala. Yes. Even I remember that.
Is it correct to say that Erison makes it that she can no longer be acquired by any other man, and the Nisuan allows him to finish up or to have a different...
Again, it's very nice, Tikkun Torah. It's wonderful. It's true. Again, what is Nisuan? Is it an acquisition, or is it a what word do I want to use? A build-up in a relationship.
It's a level. There's two levels.
Again, there is... See, in acquisition, there's no such thing. If it's an acquisition, then it should work on all levels.
Why?
Why not?
Well, I think that's what I'm asking. The difference between Erusin and Nisuin.
Again, if it works for...
You're talking to everybody else, right?
And you know what? Can we just do the Gemara first, and then we'll argue about this? The Gemara deals with this, so let's do it.
Chuppah and
Nisuin
are interchangeable?
What?
Chuppah and Nisuin are interchangeable?
Yes, Chuppah is Nisuin. Not the Gemara Malabiyah, she can kind of be a Vamba. You can't learn that Chuppah from Yibiyah. Be a stronger. Kasev Yichiyah. Kasev Adin Lo Yichiyah. Kasev Yichiyah. Tashav Shavim Shavim Shekhoin Abba Mekhoin Akan. Avani Yavi Chuppah Shekhoin Abba Mekhoin Akan. So Chuppah also works. Fait the Gemara Malabiyah, Tashav Shavim Shekhoin Abba Mekhoin Akan. Kesef and beer are enjoyable. Chuppah is not enjoyable. Star yichiach. So bring star in. Malu star came by to bevatz yisrael. Star divorces. Kesef and beer yichichu. B'chazer adin. Loi roi zeh karoi zeh. Loi roi zeh karoi zeh. They're not similar. Tana shavish rem shekainim ba'alma v'kainim kan. Avani avi chuppah shekainim ba'alma v'kainim kan. So that is Rav Huna's tzara shava. So the kal v'chomer turned into a tzara shava. We see kesef, star, and bia work for kedushin, and the common denominator is that they are kinyanim, and we see chuppah works by a woman. It's not like chuppah doesn't work by a woman. We see it does. In fact, it works more than kesef shtar and bia. Well, I should say bia not. Kesef shtar. Stronger than kesef shtar. Bia we don't know yet. So therefore, makes sense. If it's a stronger kinyan of a woman, it should work by kedushin as well. Rashi. No Rashi. Frak the Gemara. Ma'ala tzad ha-shava shebehem. Shkei yeshnu ba'korchav. The tzad ha-shava can be done against the will in different ways. Shtar can be done against the will by get. Bia can be done against the will by Yibum. And Kesef can be done against the will by Amavriya. So how can Rav Huna make a tzad ha-shava to chuppah, which can never be done against the will? Zog de Gemara, Rav Huna, Kesef be'ishas le'ashkechum ba'korcha. By marriage, we never find a marriage by Kesef against the will of one of the participants. Now here the problem is, if Amavriya is Balkorcha, so why isn't marrying off your daughter Ektana Balkorcha? So Rashi's going to address it over here. Look, Rashi. T'yeshna Balkorcha, Shekhina Ba'alma, Bia B'yavama, Shtar B'gerishin, Kesef Amavriya. Kesef Me'ishas Mila Ashkechem Ba'alma Balkorcha. Let me explain. The way Rashi explains it is as follows. We find by marriage that Bia works Balkarka by Yibum, which is not Kedushin. It's a marriage, but not Kedushin, and Bia works Balkarka. It's Negeya marital relations. It's not the regular Kedushin, and it works Balkarka. We find by Shtar that it works by divorce, which severs marital relationships. Not Kedushin, works elsewhere by Ishus. In the Parsha of marriage, in the total Parsha of marital relationships, we find Bia working against the will of the woman. We find Star working against the will of the woman. We don't find Kesef working against the will of the woman in any case besides Kedushin, but we're trying to learn out Kedushin. Meaning in Kedushin, we don't find in marriage that Kesef should work against the will of the person. I, the father, can marry his Ketana off. That's not elsewhere. By Bia, it's elsewhere. By Shtar, it's elsewhere. By Kesef, it's not elsewhere. The same father who can marry his daughter off, Balkarcha, can take her to the Chuppah Balkarcha. We're looking and saying that Kesef and Shtar is stronger than Chuppah. Shtar and Bia are stronger than Chuppah because they can work against her will. And Kesef can't work against her will by Ishus. And the question is, what do you mean the father can marry her off? Yeah, the father can take it to the Chuppah also. We were trying to say that Shtar and Bia can work in different cases about Korcha. The father can marry off his daughter Bishtar about Korcha, can give her to Bia about Korcha. We're not dealing with it. We're trying to find that by the other ones, in the parsha of marital relationship, they can be done by Korcha besides the father for his daughter. Yes. And therefore, we're saying maybe chuppah is different because it can't be done against the will, and the father doesn't count. He can marry off his younger daughter. He can do chuppah to his younger daughter. We're trying to find that the participant, Egdaila, is not subject to Balkorcha. Let's read the Rashi inside. Zok Rashi, Kesef be'ishus be'al ha'asu Balkorcha. If it's only quite a gun. Be'al Balkorcha. And it works Balkorcha. You got av mekabel kedushin lebas ketana. We're not saying that it never works Balkorcha. What we're saying is it doesn't work elsewhere Balkorcha. Every other one, Shtar and Bia, work elsewhere. Besides ketana, it works elsewhere. Kesef can only work for ketana. Doesn't work anywhere else. So Memela, right, it doesn't work anywhere else. So Chuppah is the same as Kesef. It can fit the Tzad HaShavah. You can't say the common denominator is it works Balkarcha. Because the Balkarcha you find by marriage exists by Chuppah also.
Rabbi?
Yes.
I'm sorry. In Yevamos, didn't we learn that a Yibum could physically drag the woman into his house and thereby effect the marriage?
You have to do a relationship. Yibum is the physical intimacy.
Ah.
He can do it against her will.
I thought it was physically pulling it into her house. I'm sorry.
No, it's more. It's intimacy.
Yibum is a continuation of a kiddushin from the brother.
Again, here we are again using Svara. He's trying to say a fact. That Yibum works about karka. That's all he's saying. We're not interested in the why and the hows.
Can a husband, a regular husband, can he force his husband?
No!
But a Yibum can.
Yes.
Yibum can.
Yes. Rav says, I have two problems with Rav Huna. Chada, the Shalosh Tam, V'Dawud Loitanam. Our Mishnah said three. Rav Huna is making a fourth. How do you do that? Number two, if Oit, Klum Chupa Gemeres Ayadei Kedushin, Chupa is not a Kenyan, it's a Gemer. It's taking Kedushin to the next level. It is not a means of acquisition. It is a mean of closing a deal. You acquire, and then you close. It's not a kinyan. If it's not a kinyan, you can't compare one to the other. And this is what everybody in this room assumed. Chuppah is not a kinyan. It's closing the deal you did with your kinyan. Your kinyan was kesef, and now you're raising it to a different level. It's not a means of acquisition. You're not acquiring her again. You already acquired her. You're now just closing a deal, taking it to a new level. How can you learn out one from the other? So how can you compare chuppah by itself to chuppah after kedushin? Abaye said, no, Rav Huna is right. The fact that the Mishnah didn't mention it, Tana, something that's the Pharisee says, most of like the Badger, like Tana, he didn't list the ones that are not in the Pusik. Chuppah is not in the Pusik, so therefore the Tana left it out. He didn't mean three, not four. He meant three are written in the Pusik. The fourth is not written in the Pusik. The comrade, Klum Chuppah Gemeres, Ayadei Kedushin, and that which you say, Chuppah is only a closer, Rav Huna Namiyoki Kamar. It's exactly what Rav Huna is saying, meaning he says closing requires acquisition. The machloik is here, the way Rav Shach is Masvert Navi Ezri. Is closing an acquisition, or is closing done without acquisition? It's a progression. That's the machloik. How do you view chuppah? Are you progressing on your original acquisition and it's not a new acquisition? Or is it the Torah saying you now acquire in a higher level? But once you're acquiring, it's an acquisition. So Rav Huna is saying, Ma kesef shein a gemer achi kesef. You can't do kesef twice, kind of. Chuppah shegemeres achi kesef, ain't it, didn't you think? The machloikas boils down, how do you view chuppah? Are they doing a new acquisition, or are they closing the original acquisition? It's a progression. A progression in the original acquisition. If it's just a progression, you can't bring it into acquisition, which is what everybody was saying here. What do you mean? Chuppah's not a condition acquisition. It's just what after you do acquisition. That's exactly what Rava said. And Rav Huna says, how do you progress? How do you move it up? You acquire. So you are acquiring. And once it's an acquisition, it's subject to Kabbal Chaymer. Or Mamatino, or Tzad HaShava, whatever you want to call it. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Chech Tuvas V'davar. L'hod da'am bet chupa kainim b'loi kesef. V'oid, klum chupa gemeres, da'kam bet chupa she gemeres. V'kiva she'ena gemeres el acha kedushin. It only closes after kedushin. How do you compare the two? And the answer is, what is chuppah? That's the machlokes. What is chuppah? What happens under the chuppah? The guy does kedushin, and then they do nesuin. Right? It's interesting, again, we bring the woman into the chuppah, and we do kedushim first, and then we take a break, and the break is reading the ksuba. That's called the waste of time. Let's waste some time between kedushin and nisuin. That's exactly what we're doing. And we're mechaber a chashav a yid that can read Aramaic to waste the time. And we call him up for kriyat ksuba. That's the waste of time. Theoretically, he could read the New York Times up there. Chas v'shalom, it's a bad paper. Hamadia. There, if he wants to. We don't want to advertise the New York Times because it's an anti-Semitic paper. We like Hamadia or the Atten, right? And he can do that too. And after he finished wasting the time, we now do Nesu'at. And Nesu'at is done by Sheva Bracha. You start again, the Sheva Bracha. That makes the Nesu'at. You're under the chuppah. So the chuppah kicks in automatically. So you do the nesuin, the chuppah, the shevet brachas, and then she's in the suah.
Could you
say
another
terah
that as to why we didn't, even of course, or, you know, why we didn't take chuppah as a fourth item? Because it's not definition kedushin, it's nesuin that could also be used as a suah.
So it's kedushin. Bottom line, it is kedushin.
Agenda of the Tana was to only list items that are by definition.
Maybe it would be an idea, but the Gemara doesn't answer that. Maybe. Yes?
You have to have Kedushin before Nisuan, right? It seems like
Nisrashi. Well, everybody holds you have to have Kedushin before Nisuan. You can't do Nisuan before Kedushin.
Can you do Nisuan without Kedushin?
If you learn Chuppah works as Kedushin, according to the Marsha, it would be Kedushin and Nisuan together. It'd be simultaneous.
In other words, once he takes her into the house, that's the chuppah part, and then...
It's kedushin and chuppah. Chuppah works as both kedushin. Again, according to Rav Huna, you can say, kedushasli, the chuppah zu. And it works as nisuin also. Like we're going to have a mandam and Dabjudah and Aleph, that wants to know, is bia kedushin, or is bia both?
In other words,
you might add that child.
In other words, you have to have both, whether it's one after the other or at the same time.
Correct.
Simultaneously. Okay, I would just say, Bia. Do you do Nisun after Bia?
That's the Gemara child. Not Yoram and Aleph. Let's take two. You know what I mean? You can't swallow all Mesephtis Kedushin in one day. Again, don't think. I mean, you can think, but leave it to the Gemara. Yeah.
If they broke some tiles and had Bia there, that's
not
his domain.
Well, Bia works regardless where it is. Chuppah needs to be his domain. It is today, that's what it is. Right. Not the Chevy Brothers one. Not after the Chatzal. Nobody sticks around for that.
To stay.
He gets overtime by that time.
Yeah.
He gets overtime. I don't know how he works, baby. I can't tell you. I know that the photographer has a certain amount of hours that inevitably finish in the middle of the chasana. They always set it up. You have to come for pictures. They give you X amount of hours. And I've never seen a chasana finish before those hours are up.
What does Yifa do?
According to one Madiyamar, that's chuppah. There's many sheetahs in the Shaitan.
Let's see, after Rebbe just said that Sheva Brachas was the suah.
That's if you hold that the canopy is the chuppah.
Should we just do the Yifa the one Madiyamar?
Yeah, we do that because the Raya is, when a girl is a Nida, she can still have a chuppah, she's married, and they don't do Yifa. We're not chayshish for the Rambam.
Right.
Again, but the Rambam holds that's what Yisuin is. A lot of people try very hard. I mean, today everybody tries very hard. For different reasons, that the girl not be in need at the time of a wedding. But one of the reasons they try is the Shittas. Again, those who do it with ulterior, with a chashiva, the Shem Shemayim motive, want to be yaitzeh the Shittas of Rambam. Again, the chas and kala are not involved. This is the way we're planning the wedding.
I was once at a said it out loud. Sad. Rabban said no.
Once upon a time, it was rather common, and by Chassidim, it was worse. Because by Chassidim, they walk holding hands out of the chuppah. Chassidim have the chassid hold the They do. The chassid holds the kala's hand and walks out of the chuppah. That's how they do it by Chassidim. And if he says a nida, he doesn't. By Litvisha, they don't. But by Chassidim, they do. By Chassidim, they have a thing called a mitzvah tanz. After the Sheva Brothers, after two, and Barry Weber's still there, but anybody else is left. I mean, somebody stays around to play music by the drum, right? And by one of the mitzvah tents is the chassid and kala dancing together.
No.
And therefore, with the chuppas nida, they don't dance together. This is what happens. I'm telling you facts. You argue with me, I can't argue with that. I never had a mitzvah tanz for any of my chassidus, my kids' chassidus. I had a mitzvah tanz for my own. My yeshiva told me, Reb Ruderman, he said to me, imagine if we had mitzvah tanz and the chassidim didn't, what they would be saying about it. He told me. He told me that. Imagine if the chassidim didn't do a mitzvah tanz and the litvisha did, what they would be saying about it. He told me.
Holding the...
I chased all the bachurim out before my mitzvah tanz. I chased them out. Go. Nobody stays.
He's holding the napkins instead of dancing together.
Halachically, I can't dance with a nida holding a napkin.
But in Chassidim, I've only seen once. They share a talis. Under the chuppah.
That's by Svardim. I didn't see it by Chassidim. Svardim... They wrap the chassid and the kala in the same talis. And that comes, by the way, some shittas hold that's the chuppah, by the way, I should have mentioned it. Because it says, Pyrus Tarisa Elaha. The Gemara uses that thing, he spreads his talis over her. That doesn't literally, according to most Rishonim, it just means he marries her. But the Svardim have him wear a talis, and he puts the talis around her.
She's a nida. They can't do that. I'm asking, I don't know.
I don't know. I can't tell you, I can't answer the question. I do know, it's interesting. Kedushin, he does, even if she's a chanida, he does Kedushin by putting the ring on her finger. Because at that point, they're not married. Just like you can give any woman a ring, you can give the girl a ring. But once she's Kedushin, now it comes to Ksuba, handing her to Ksuba. If she's a nida, you don't hand her to Ksuba. You hand it to her mother, who hands it to her, and then takes it back. Right. So again, today it's almost obsolete because girls plan their weddings and they go on the pill that makes sure they don't have a period at that time and they're not chuppas nida. And halachically, you're yaitz in a Rambam, so I can't say it's the wrong thing to do. Not a wrong thing to do. Which today we don't know the difference. We don't know when it is and when it isn't. Fine, we will continue Mitzvah tomorrow. I bet you have a wonderful day. Anyway, you're on.